Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, I was laughing so hard. I went through, she was posting herself with the jeans.
Lunch with Leah, episode 618.
Oh my God.
And here's Leah. The dog just went crazy.
You can hand him to me if you want. He doesn't like the postwoman. Actually, he doesn't like anybody but us.
If she has a jar of treats on her desk,
then he would like her. Hi, everybody. It's Wednesday, lunch with Leah. Here comes little Black to add a little dimension to the show. Let's see here. All right, now.
Are we good?
Are we good? I don't know. Everything's random around here. You know, imagine if we were like Tom Brokaw. Can you imagine him starting a show like this, you know, or Rachel Maddow? Well, let me look at my hair. Well, did I put my lipstick on? Well, give me the dog. Well, did the dog pee yet? And this is why we will never be on primetime network television.
Yeah, we're not ready for primetime.
Yeah, we don't want to be on there anyway. Who wants to be with those stuffy people? We want to be more fun and fabulous.
You have your mic on?
Of course,
okay.
Right here.
I just couldn't
Can
see
you hear it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So meanwhile, okay, so Jason and I are on a project. I have inventoried all of my jewelry, got appraisals on all of my jewelry. The book is 2 feet deep. There's 2 feet of jewelry in a file and a binder.
Two binders.
It's two binders. It's ridiculous. And I'm locking all of it up in the safe because of all the robberies. So I'm done. And the only thing I'm keeping out is the Chanel, the Hermes, and the, you know, Roberto, stuff like that. And then, see, like today I wore Hermes, and I wore Hermes, and then I wore this. This is a lapis ring, and I wore silver. And the only thing I wore decent was a watch. That's it. I'm not going to have my jewelry out anymore after what happens, all these robberies. Can you believe all these robberies? It's scary.
No, that's what I was telling you when I saw that thing about Doreed a few weeks ago and all that stuff. I just was like, you guys need to make sure your place is like.
Plus, I have the two Dobermans and three other dogs. Don't tell anybody.
And a security guard.
Yeah, because in Coral Gables, you're only supposed to have three dogs or you're supposed to have a kennel license.
Right.
But I think Freda has her own little property. So I count her for three and me for three. So we qualify for six. That's my idea of redistricting. Meanwhile, so the other day, you won't believe it. You know, they leave the door open to go in and out from the kitchen. And then when Haiti cleans upstairs,
that video I noticed.
She leaves the door open when she's cleaning. Now, it's fine when they do it an hour at a time because I got the three guys working outside and the three girls working inside and, you know, the landscapers. There's plenty. No one's going to come in and rob, okay? But the lizard gets in. So a few times I found these baby lizards dead, you know, and it just kills me. So I found a live one running around the other day. I was on my hands and knees chasing that lizard for 10
that
minutes.
Little gecko.
So I got a big piece of paper, and I kept trying to scoop him on it. And every time I would scoop him on it, he would run off or fall off. So then I learned to fold it in half, and then he'd come out the end. So then I'd fold the end, and then he'd come in the other end, and then I'd turn it up, and he couldn't get the fall out the bottom. I caught him like 20 times. I caught him going up the wall. I caught him going under the bed. I got him under the chase lounge. I got him on the floor. And the dogs are all sitting and watching me. Now, I'm nervous the dogs are going to just grab him and eat him, you know? I finally, in the meanwhile, I'm screaming, my God, come on, come on. Oh, my God, come on, I almost got you. And Roy is like 10 feet away in his office. Did he come and check on me? No. He didn't check on me.
What is she doing?
I could have been having a heart attack. I could have been being raped. I could have been being murdered. He never even came in and checked on me. Finally, I get the dog and I go, open the back door, open the back door, open the back door. And he's like, what? And I go, open the back door. Oh, at the pace of a snail, he opened the back door. He goes, oh, I wondered what you were doing, what all that noise was. Well, did you come and ask if I needed any help? No, he's reading something. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, I did was able to catch the lizard, and I put him outside on the big plants, and he was just happy as he could
be. I do that all the time, too. They come in under the door or something sometimes, and I'll see him. Yesterday, I chased one around the house for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you just have to get him outside on the greenery, you know, to save their little lives,
I feel bad for them because then they come inside, and then there's no bugs or anything for them to eat.
They just die.
But I'm going to tell you, I have two of those geckos that are... They're pretty good size. They're probably like 6 or 7 inches that they've gotten. They're adults.
And they live outside.
They're like pets at my house. When they come outside, sometimes I like to stand on the balcony and eat. And they'll come and they'll just look at me. And now at noon every day, because I've thrown like a few little pieces of like rice or something down, and they'll eat it.
Well, you need to just feed them every
Now they're
day.
Like my pets. They come stare in the window every day.
Is anyone surprised that James's pets aren't dogs? They're not cats.
They're a Brazilian gecko.
It fits fitting, very fitting. Meanwhile, RJ is overwhelmed with homework. Oh my God, he had a thousand word paper due. He had this big project due for his decorating class. He had so much stuff. I almost felt sorry for him, but I didn't. I just pretended like, well, that's how it is in school, you know. It was like, oh my God, my heart was breaking. I was like, well, Dad could help you with the writing, and I could help you with the decorating, but I just kept my mouth shut. And he wouldn't let us help anyway. That's how he is. He's very strong-minded that way. So that was what's going on. And then Lisa got out of surgery this morning, Jason, from the brain surgery. She got out at around noon. She was in at 6. Oh, God, Sean texted me. So that was good, our friend that had brain surgery. And then Jason told me yesterday, Lisa Pliner, about Donald Pliner having a little seizure and went into the hospital. Well, I texted her. She said he's coming home on Monday, and he will have a full recovery, but it's going to be long, long term. Oh, long. She didn't say how long means. That might be a week, a month, or I don't know. But he will have a full recovery, but it'll be slow, she said, a slow recovery. Oh, God, that was terrible. But the weather here has been absolutely perfect, fantastic until today. It got hot today.
My AC kicked on this morning. 100%
perfect. Breezy, cool, crisp, but not too cold. Of course, Freda was dressed, and I am not kidding.
I was freezing that day, too.
Okay.
I will agree.
But she had on the hat.
Yeah.
Why is it when I do my Instagram pictures, her head comes off?
Because you're not looking at the camera. You're actually looking at her. I noticed you cut her whole head off.
Oh, yeah, I cut her head off.
Because you're looking like this. You got to look at the phone to make sure you're in frame.
I'm going to learn about that. I thought maybe I should turn it the other way.
That would help, too.
But anyway, so not only did she have on the sweater and the hat and those legging socks and some heavy shoes and boots.
She had a sweater on, yeah.
She also had a big wrap. What do you call those? Like those Indian wraps, like a triangle wrap on top of that.
A poncho.
And then when I went back down in the kitchen, not only did she have on the poncho, on top of the poncho, she had a big wool scarf around with a stove going on. The kitchen was hot with the stove going on, and she was dressed like if it was snowing outside.
I saw you post that picture, and it was funny because I had just, I was freezing to death in my place, too, that day for some reason. And it was only, 68, 70 degrees.
It was cool for us.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
Sunday's going to be like that again.
I'm so mad at the Democrats. Instead of rejoicing, they got the infrastructure bill passed. They only got 13 Republicans in the House and 19 in the Senate, but they got it done. The biggest thing that's happened in 50 years in the country. And now, rather than going out and bragging and talking and thrilled, they're bitching about the next one that they're trying to get passed.
Yeah.
Just shut up, declare victory, and go behind closed doors. Yeah. If you get it done, bring it out. And if you don't, shut up and keep declaring victory. What's wrong with these people?
Yes, last week, you know how you went on your rant last week about it? People were agreeing with you all week long as they were watching it.
We need to clip that rant out and post it on Twitter.
People said they need to send you to Washington to straighten them out.
Of course, because they don't know how to sell. You have to always be selling. A, B, C. That's the rule of the life.
They always pick the wrong points to talk about. That's the thing. It drives me nuts.
It's just driving me literally nuts. So that's that. And then, what was this? Jason, I sent you the picture that popped up of Frank cooking all that stuff at my house when you guys stayed there during the hurricane. Oh, it was heartbreaking because he was so great. He passed away. How long ago was it, Jason? A year?
Yeah, December 12th.
December 12th was
two weeks.
A year. Oh, maybe that's why it popped up on my screen. But they used to all stay at my house when the hurricane would come when we left town, and he would cook and put out these buffets like the Four Seasons, you know? And it popped up on my screen, and I was like, oh, and it said at the top, Frank. So I knew Frank had sent that to show me what he was cooking while it was gone. It just broke my heart. Oh, God, it's horrible. Anyway, but a lot of photos have been popping up on my screen lately. I guess my new phone. Don't forget to fix my phone, Jason. Oh, my God, my phone. It's the
memories. It's probably the memories thing.
I don't know what in the hell's wrong with it, but it's brand new phone. I didn't want a new phone.
It has something wrong with it.
Yeah.
I didn't want a new phone, by the way. So now I had to laugh so hard. Did you guys watch the Four Seasons documentary about when Trump, Giuliani went and did everyone thought it was going to be the Four Seasons Hotel, and he went and did the Four Seasons documentary in the landscaping, Four Seasons landscaping. It was on MSNBC the other night. It was all about the family and how they turned all this negative hate because they let Trump's people come there and put this false story out about the lying into the heyday, and they started selling T-shirts, you know, like the T-shirts were just hilarious, you know, and they sold $1 million in T-shirts, you know, and they're doing great, and now people are going there and setting up picnics and getting their picture taken, and you know, it's just the cutest, like an icon.
Instagram spot.
Yeah, it's great. If you can catch it, documentary, it really wasn't so much about Trump and Giuliani. It was just about, you know, about how they just got a phone call. Can you do a press conference? Sure, come on. And they're like, well, we've never done one. They clear their whole property in front. They put the garage door down to the big landscaping place. Then the Trump people put a big sign on the back. And then they, you know, Giuliani's there talking about how what the election's stolen. And while he's talking about it, the network calls the election for Biden. And then he leaves with his tail between his legs. And they have all these conspiracy theories going on. And that's just part of it. And then it goes to their life story, like how she started this business and how she built it up and her son's going to take it over. And they are barely making payroll and they were living paycheck to paycheck. And all they know how to do is, you know, like plant things and put irrigation in. They don't know anything about it. They didn't know what they were getting into. And it goes on
about fertilizer.
Yeah, exactly. They could have put a bunch of fertilizer out that day and watched Giuliani bloom. But anyway, it was so cute. And then she got a commercial at the Super Bowl. Can you believe it? They were using her to show some new app or social media or some new something that they can do with visuals,
uh-huh.
Because they took the idea from when the son and his best friend, who really run the business on a daily basis, were posting these memes about, you know, I wish I could remember some of them. They were just hilarious. They would take, you know, make America grass grow again, you know, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. It was just funny. And so they got the idea, this digital company, and they used her driving through and all this thing on the Super Bowl ad with all this stuff in the background. And now she goes, oh my God, I go to the grocery store and someone will say, didn't I see you on the Super Bowl ad? Or I'll be in an elevator talking. They'll say, that voice sounds familiar. Did I hear you on TV? She's just having they're just having the most fun with it. It's the cutest documentary of just this plain, simple family living out in the middle of Philadelphia, you know, that just got caught up in this whirlwind, and they were really about to go under. They were getting so much hate, and they thought it was a Trump-supporting thing, and, you know, all this, and they just figured out, and they turned it into this huge, like, the T-shirts alone were hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just so cute, yeah. And then the circus is I saw the circus, their last episode was Sunday night. That's always really good.
The circus.
And that's that. And then, oh, Jason, I'm going to get you those magazines back. No, you know, but don't let me forget. I'll get Raymond to come get them. RJ should be done with them by tomorrow. His thing's due tomorrow. Oh, should we mention what happened to Raymond? His boyfriend's apartment got ripped off? Somebody broke in and stole everything last night, so he's not here today. How did that happen? Was the door a jar? Did they show, what is it, broken end, or did someone have a key? The door was open? You know, oh my God, I just hope it wasn't like an inside job or somebody knew that he wasn't going to be there at night and they went in and they took everything, the TV, the furniture. Did they have, I wonder if the building has any security cameras. Oh my God, anyway, you know. Leah's life lesson: to change your results, change your attitude. There's that. Oh, here's our testimonial. I bought the Leah Black Beauty Bundle after hearing you on Jeff Lewis. I never expected to love the products as much as I do. Thank you from at N. McKenna. Oh, thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. I know you're going to love. Oh, wait till I go on before Thanksgiving. The day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to be on with the biggest special we've ever had, a limited amount, because it's in between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So
the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we have
to be doing a little special for.
And then we'll have our own special.
Yeah, and then we're going to have it. And I've actually, some of the listeners have been asking this week if we were having a big Black Friday sale or whatever. So we are going to be having a big event. It'll be our biggest sale of the year. It'll be Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. And we hope you guys will tune in and see what we've got going, because we're going to have some great stuff. It's a wonderful time to stock up.
If the product gets here, calling every damn day. Everything is backed up, I will say.
Everything. It's not just here.
No, it's everywhere.
Everything. My other clients are having issues. It's nobody's fault.
Because COVID shut everything down.
Exactly.
No one was buying anything. Everyone's at home. Now people are going back. They have this money they didn't spend. They're behind on everything. They're behind on buying everything. So now everybody's buying everything, and they can't get it out fast enough. Yeah. And we had this little bit of the same problem, you know, like getting containers from Italy and getting, you know, raw ingredients from somewhere. You know, we had a little bit of those problems too, but we thought ahead. I prepared for it. Did I not? I've been telling you guys for months.
We did
be prepared. We're pretty prepared. We're like almost there. We should be there this week, right, Jason? So he's ignoring us. In good politic news, 530,000 jobs were created in October, beating expectations. And by the way, remember the doom and gloom the Republicans were piling on the last 2 months about how bad it was? Those numbers have been updated, and they surpassed what was expected. So we've had three big months of positive job creation. The Dow was over 36,000 points, the highest it's ever been, ever in history. So now imagine if Trump had that. He'd be out, look what I did to the economy. The Dow's at 36. You know, Biden hasn't said a word about it, because everyone knows that the stock market is not an indicator of the economy. Yeah. It's like the climate is not an indicator, you know, of the planet and global warming. So, you know, people that know that, but people are so stupid.
No, it's crazy.
People just, Trump brought up the stock market. What does that do for you? You don't have any stock.
That's the other thing, too. Like, they always blame the president for the gas prices, and he has nothing really to do with it. So
he can't help it that they shut
ridiculous.
Down the oil production in all those countries. The only thing he can do, if he wants to start producing more oil in the States, and he may have to do that, and he may decide to do that, but then here we go with the fossil fuels again, and here we go with the climate thing again. So it's a fine line. The guy inherited a big mess. On top of the corruption and the exploitation of the Justice Department and the obstinate Congress and the insurrection and that I didn't really lose and the COVID and all of it, the fact the only problem we really have is inflation, which you can't, that has nothing to do with anything other than COVID, and the gas price, which has nothing to do with anything over than COVID. Other than that, they've made incredible progress. Mm-hmm. They got out that COVID relief money early. They got it through the child took 50% of the kids out of poverty with those $300 a month checks. Imagine you're a single mother and you got two kids under 5 years, 6 years old, and you're getting $600 a month from the government. They can now eat and go to school, you know. So I think he's done an incredible job. I just wish they'd learn how to sell it.
Yeah, they need a marketer.
Yeah, they need a lot. They need several marketers.
They need a chief marketing officer.
They need a bunch of marketing. They need one in the Senate. They need one in the House. They need one in the White House. And each senator needs one. And
call
each
me
House
Biden.
Representative needs one. They need one. More than 80,000 jobs were lost during the pandemic, and we've recovered most all of them now. So that's fantastic. Over 220 million people are vaccinated, and now children's vaccinations are out. I got the number here somewhere. When I get to it, I'll read it to you. But we had a bunch of the children, like 50 or 60 or 80,000 kids were vaccinated already, and the thing just came out. Here it is right here. It was here it is. 361,000 children under 12 were vaccinated, and then they have the younger ones getting vaccinated. Meanwhile, there were 60,000 deaths in Florida. We passed 60,000 deaths this summer, and they're saying about 75% of them could have been prevented. Can you believe it? Anyway, we ended the Afghanistan war, whether people like it or not. You know, Trump said we'd be out of there, and we had a choice of either sending more troops to protect the 2,500 troops or getting everybody out. They've got everybody out except for 300 Americans who they were notified 19 times to get out before they even started evacuating, and they didn't get out. And so now there's 300 that want to get out now. And we got the new bill. It's going to build bridges and transit and Amtrak and e-vehicles and clean buses, clean buses, what do you call it, friendly buses. The ports are going to be done. The airports are going to be done. The water, one of the top of the list should be the water pipes where kids are drinking this lead and filtered water and getting brain damage. And there's no way to ever change. Once you get it, you're done. It's making them, like, dumbing them down. It's lowering their IQ and their ability to learn. That's, the worst. They're putting $65 billion into broadband. And the environment, they've got an environmental program that's going to do everything they can to start cutting fossil fuels and greenhouse emissions. And then they've got power. They're going to start working with the power plants to try to convert them over. And so they've done so many good things with this package, but, you know, the problem's going to be it's going to take months to get it in the working, and then people are going to be complaining about the gas in the meantime instead of saying, oh, my God, thank God we got all this coming down the pipe, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Holiday preview, 30% off of all of our CBD Leah Black Beauty and Sudden Youth products with code HOLIDAYPREVIEW21.
All the individual products.
Individual products, not the bundles. Complimentary shipping over $50, and that's going to be through Monday midnight.
Correct. And that excludes the face wash and exfoliant, the bundles, yep. But all the CBD products are on sale right now during the holiday preview event.
That's a big
30% off,
special.
So that's a good special if you want to get it now.
We may run out.
We may run out before Black Friday, so you better get it now.
Get it now. Apparently, if you're unvaccinated, you're 20 times more likely to die from COVID, according to a study done in Texas. And, this is a good incentive. So this Australian company, The Brothel, is incentivizing people to get vaccinated. If you go to their brothel and get vaccinated, you get a free fling, quote, with the prostitute of your choosing. And if you get immunized at the brothel. So you go to the brothel and get
immunized, but you might catch something else.
There are going to be some guys that have already had they're going to be up to 20 shots.
I'm in for my ninth booster.
Yeah, and they need to be giving them some of those sexually transmitted disease
that's
shots
saying. You
at
might
the
get
same time.
You might prevent one thing and catch another.
My God, so there's that,
oh,
and can you believe it? I mean, I think that's just hilarious. Listen, if you can get away with it,
it's like spitting in the wind.
It's just hilarious. Oh my God. So, well, what does it say? This lawmaker in North Dakota, this anti-vaxxer, was on his way to the big anti-vaccination rally. He was speaking at it. Well, he couldn't go due to COVID.
Yeah,
he got COVID and couldn't go. Oh, my God. Well, then there's the whole story, but we'll go to that a little later if we get to it about the Aaron Rodgers. That's another whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Well,
and this morning, I saw them, well, if you're going to talk about it later. But
go ahead.
Like, his fine was nothing compared to his salaries. It was like
$15,000.
I think it was like 0.0111% of what he makes.
Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. He makes $125 million, something like that. He's like one of the top.
He's going to make $300 million over the next few years.
And they only fined him
$15,000,
and the team $300,000.
Yeah, and that's nothing to the team, by the way. And you know, that's the thing.
They make that on T-shirts in a week.
The first thing I thought of was, and then everyone else was posting it too. So I'm not the only one. But the first thing I thought of was Colin Kaepernick took a knee,
exactly,
a peaceful knee, to say we need better police reform and we need, you know, better civil rights for the Black community. This is all. It's just a peaceful protest of a knee. Pence left the auditorium when he took the knee, And Trump turned it into the biggest racial cultural war of all times. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't infect anybody. He didn't lie to anybody. Took a peaceful knee. Ruined his career. This guy, this white privileged guy, of course, I mean, he is a big star and a great player, gets $15,000. That's like me giving you, okay, I have a dollar fine. I owe you a dollar because I broke my promise. Lied. And now, while one sponsor did drop him, but another one didn't. State Farm didn't.
I couldn't believe State Farm's statement with them today was.
I couldn't either. Yeah. But one big sponsor did drop him. But you know, I love his girlfriend.
It was a healthcare. It was a pharmaceutical company.
They had no choice. Yeah. Veritas or something. Yeah. Did you see? You know who his girlfriend is? I love her. Shane Woolley or something. She's the one that was with Nicole Kidman and those girls. What was the David Kelly movie? The six girls.
Pretty Little Lies.
Yeah, something like that. She was the one, the single mother with the boy. That's her. Oh, yeah. I love her. Huh. She's his boyfriend. I'm like, I wonder if she's an anti-vaxxer or she's just an actress on the side going, what are you doing? Or what the story? I'd love to know what she's thinking about it.
Well, he was he's been all over TV the last couple of days getting all the press in over the thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not,
and he's digging himself a bigger hole.
Exactly.
He's digging himself a bigger hole because he's never once said, I'm sorry, and I lied. He just keeps going, well, I'm sorry if you misunderstood if you misunderstood my miscommunication.
Right. Misinformation. Sorry if you didn't understand.
Oh, my God. So now Ramona is taking heat because apparently
she
said something about what?
Stephen Sweeney says she doesn't use deodorant, so she's probably an anti-vaxxer.
the girlfriend?
The actress, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, so Ramona is taking heat. It was reported, a rumor was reported, that she said because Ebony made such a whole racial storyline about, you know, race and all of this, that she's was quoted as saying, it's a rumor, no one knows if it's true.
Allegedly,
that what she said was, this is why we can't have black people on the show. Mm-hmm. Now, she denies it. They did an internal investigation behind the scenes, and they found no evidence of it, and there were no witnesses of it. So she's denying it. But apparently, this Ebony girl was bringing either a lawsuit against her for discrimination or, you know, and so, Ebony, honey, you've written your script. The minute you go start bringing in legal, you're done. How many times do these girls have to learn that? NeNe learned it. Jenny Poulos learned it. She's now learned it. You can't go and sue the guy you're working for and expect to keep your job. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You know, so I don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, apparently only Ramona and Sonia are going to be the full-time next year. And Luann's a part-time. And Tensley's going to be a friend. And Dorinda's going to be a friend. And who else is going to be part-time?
They said that there was going to be a former housewife back as
maybe a full-time this season. So I'm guessing that's probably Heather.
It could be. They said they were just going to have a part-time person. Let's see what happens. I don't know if Heather, it could be
but
Heather.
There was no mention of Leah or Ebony in the new lineup for the
Oh, no,
the
they're
next
not going to be in it.
Yeah.
They're out. And anyway, so Tensley's going to be guest, maybe Dorinda part-time. Ebony and Leah are not returning. So there was a mention. It said they weren't returning. Yeah. And then I don't watch this, but everyone's talking about it.
Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
It was 2 hours. I've never seen them do a 2 hour.
Was it good?
A 2 hour housewife episode. It was a 2 hour movie.
But was it good?
So the last 25-30 minutes was all about the arrest and Jen, and they were leaving on the girls trip and what happened and how.
So did they arrest her on film? Did they get it on film?
She left 12 minutes before the police showed up. So the product, she lied.
Somebody tipped her off.
They called her. She's on the phone. They called her. She leaned over to one of the castmates, says, unhook my mic, turn it off. They turned it off for her. She got up. She walked out. She came back in and said that her husband was in the hospital with internal bleeding, and that's why she had to leave, and they put her in a truck, and she left. And not 11 minutes later, the Homeland Security and everything showed up, so they went after her, and that's where they arrested her.
Let me tell you.
But we didn't see it on the camera.
When they don't let you voluntarily surrender, it's a bigger problem than when they do. So there's something up with that. That's
well,
not
going to next Sunday go well. Is the next episode. And Andy said on Watch What Happens Live the other night, because they had one of the cast members on there, and she was talking about how the next episode is like such raw emotion because it's all the girls on the way to this trip, and all of this has just happened. And they're finding out on their phones at the same time everybody else is.
Well,
what
you
happened.
Know who's happening.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So,
oh, bravo, of
Erica
course.
Erica Jane.
Oh, yeah, Erica. But
pass off to the next one.
Exactly. But it was. But oh, Andy said it is one of the, he says, out of all episodes and all franchises, this is going to be a top five episode this
well,
next
he's
week.
He's always promoting.
So,
but let's
yeah.
see.
We'll see what happens.
So, Kim Zolciak's dad apparently was arrested for assaulting his wife. Did you read that?
The ones that they're estranged from? Yeah, because remember, she doesn't see,
no,
see her
parents. No, she's estranged from them, but the parents are still together.
Yes, exactly.
Apparently, he assaulted the wife, Kim's mother.
Oh, no. That's
yeah,
awful.
So, I mean, who knows if it's true, but it was reported, so I guess we'll find out, won't we? Oh, my God.
What was it that Andy said? Out of all the housewife husbands, Troy was the worst out of any of them.
Troy.
He used to... Kim's husband, he was very, very aggressive. Andy said a lot of times with him, too.
Yeah, but this was, yeah.
That's her parents.
But this
that's,
is her parents, yeah. So, Travis Scott.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big mess.
What a mess. Now, Drake wrote, see, Drake did a pre-performance. I didn't know that. And he put out a paragraph statement about how heartbroken he was. Travis canceled his next concert in Vegas. And, of course, Kylie came out with that they had no idea anyone was dead until after the concert was over and the press reported it.
Yeah.
But he has a reputation for, you know, ginning
he's done
up
it
the
three
crowd.
Three times before.
Well, for ginning up the crowd, yeah. You know. So he's got
and
some
and he's
problems.
Being sued by someone that fell and it broke their back during the whole thing
oh,
that
no,
he had
he,
a suit. That,
no,
was,
that was a prior one.
The, yeah, and it's yeah. still an ongoing case.
Yeah, he's got an ongoing yeah. case where a guy was pushed he's over the balcony and broke his back and he's paralyzed from the waist down. And now there's two people in the hospital, a 9-year-old or 10-year-old little boy and another woman that they don't know if they're going to survive.
An 8-year-old child. Okay. First of all, I don't know why an 8-year-old child was at that concert.
He was there with his dad.
He's there with his dad.
His dad had him on his shoulders. I can see that. Yeah. You know what it is? Like, I used to take RJ to Teletubbies, but it wouldn't occur to me to take him to a rock concert.
I think the crowd at the Travis Scott concert would probably been a little
yeah,
bit different
but,
than the Teletubbies.
I see these parents wanting to take their kids. You know, the kid probably liked his music, and he was like an idol of his. And the little boy says, "I want Daddy, I want to go."
No.
And they probably hadn't been to the concert
It was
before.
The dad paid too much for the tickets and couldn't afford a babysitter and took the kid. Because that's what I think happened.
I think the little boy wanted to go. And I think the dad was just trying to take the little boy to a concert. But I would say unless you had ever been to one of his concerts,
right.
You probably didn't realize how rowdy they got. But I mean, apparently he gins up that crowd and they get rowdy, and you know, and that's part of his act. But they, what are you laughing at, Jason?
We're just laughing at the Teletubby comparison.
Remember Ingrid and Elena and I? We were on the front row. We had Nico and we had have Stefano and Mia and RJ. I'd be on the front row of Teletubby, and we would sing.
Live Nation presents Travis Barker with opening act Teletubbies.
Well, whatever. So anyway, I feel horrible about that. But I guess you're right. There's really not an equal. You know, it's bad equivalents, but the idea
is I understand what you're saying.
Do want to go to those things, you know? Yeah. And he was on the dad's shoulders. The dad passed out. Oh my God, the heart. It's just heartbreaking.
But they should not be. You know, these general admission concerts where you just go in and stand up, like Ultra. That's another example of those types of things. You know, it seems like when I was younger, I remember there was a stampede at a concert somewhere. I think it was at the Who concert or something.
I don't like the concert.
And a whole bunch of people got killed. And I thought there were laws against general admission now in some states because of that.
You know what? I the last concert I went to, other than the gala concerts where people were civilized sitting at $25,000 tables and ball gowns that we put on, was Rod Stewart. Yeah. And I got nervous at that concert. It became too rowdy for me. And I knew that when I left that concert, I wouldn't be going to any more live concerts. Unless I was in a VIP box up above the crowd somewhere or something like that. I've been invited to some of those, but I never went. But the crowd just got rowdy. The girls were running up on stage and dancing, and he was pulling them up. And I was just like, this is a little too rowdy for me. And I knew right then, I will not be going to any more of these. I don't think they're safe. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine, you know, if there was a fire, you know, or if someone passes out and people trample over them thinking something's going on. They're trying to get out. It's just not safe. Yeah. So I think there's going to be a whole lot of rules and regulations put in, and there should be. About the concerts now because of that. Yeah. Apparently they're suing Live Nation too.
Yeah, Live Nation. And
that's really who to blame. They're a huge international global company. They have put on the biggest concerts in the world from all the top entertainers. They have to know safety protocol. Mm-hmm. And they should, to me, whoever set it up, I mean, the artist, If he's egging on the crowd, he's at fault for that. But if he's inciting violence like Trump did at the insurrection, you're at fault for that. But he wasn't exciting violence. He was just exciting, you know, inciting enthusiasm and dance to the music. But when you're standing on that stage and all those lights are in your face, I don't think you can see what's going on in the crowd. So I don't think he had any idea how bad it was.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there has been some video of people that were trying to get his attention
to stop it.
And one girl, like, crawled up and to the cameraman.
Yeah, I
and
saw that.
You know, that kind of stuff.
And he blew her off.
Yeah, and they blew her off.
He blew her off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a horrible, it's just like the perfect storm. Yeah. Meanwhile, Tom Brokaw says he's going to leave MSNBC at the end of this year. And but he said, still stick with the 11th hour. They're going to have the same award-winning crew and the same everything. And he's such a class act. I mean, he's just so classy. But he's got another gig lined up.
I guaranteed.
And I think I know what it is. But anyway.
Maybe he's going to CNN.
Nope. It's bigger than that.
Because I know one of the shows on CNN's in a lot of trouble.
Which one?
Cuomo's. His ratings,
it is in trouble?
It's horrible.
Oh, I just read
an article before we went on the air about it.
That.
It's really bad. Last week's was the lowest it's ever been.
Do you think his 300,000 in trouble.
That's what did it.
Hurt him?
Yeah, that's when they said it started.
I don't think that's fair.
They started equating. That's when it all started
dropping.
I don't think
it's fair to hold him responsible for what his brother did.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
And it's also hurt Don Lemon's ratings, too. They're really bad.
Well, Don Lemon is still a big star.
Yeah.
You know, I love his facial expressions. Oh, my God. I just could laugh. I laugh so hard when he rolls his eyes and gives you that look like, I love him.
You gotta be kidding me. Like,
yeah, I love him. You know, Chris Cuomo, I do like him a lot, and I respect and admire everything he's accomplished, but he does a little too much of the both sides.
Yeah.
You can't do a both sides when one is blatantly lying. When they're lying, you can't give them a platform. You just can't. And he thinks, well, he's going to be fair, and he'll rebut what they say. That's not what the audience hears. The audience hears the lies. And I don't think anyone should give, if someone is blatantly lying, they should not give them a platform.
Yeah.
They just shouldn't do it.
I do like the way, though, that when he brings somebody on with an opposing opinion, he usually lets them set themselves up, and then he takes them down.
He does. And I don't have a problem with an opposing opinion.
Right.
I have a problem with a blatant lie.
Right.
When it's clearly, like when he used to have someone like Kellyanne Conway who would just keep repeating the election was stolen when there's no evidence. You can dispute that there's no evidence, but why are you giving her a platform? 300 judges have said, including the Supreme Court, there's no evidence, there's nothing there. That should shut it down. Like, we're here to talk about anything but that, but you don't get to use my show to put propaganda out there. That's the one thing about him I don't like. So anyway, two former police officers used tasers on a man over 50 times, and the guy died, and according to Axios, they were convicted of murder, and they should have been. You can't use a taser on somebody 50 times. Oh, no wonder the guy died. I can't. Well, Kim Cattrall in Celebrity News.
Oh,
what?
I just saw an article on her last night.
Yeah.
She's going to be the lead in a new show.
She's on a spinoff on Hulu called HIMYA. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
She's also on a, they're redoing Queer as Folk, and she's got the lead on that.
I just saw that. But, you know, it's funny because remember when she didn't want to do Sex and the City, I just thought maybe she's just over it.
Yeah.
But then she's coming out with these things, you know.
She was on that drama show that got canceled brought Gerald McClaney out of retirement and everything.
Oh,
it was a big
it.
Soap drama where she was like the lead character, but it got canceled after like two episodes. So.
Well, you know, the thing with her, I thought she was over it. But now I think... She didn't feel they treated her fairly. She didn't like the way she was treated on the show. And she was like, why should I keep coming on this show and helping you have a big show when you don't treat me fairly? Because she said there was an article where she went on the record saying that they weren't friends personally, her and the girls, and that it was always the other three girls and she was the odd man out. And so she was just probably like, you know, why don't be around them? I don't blame her. If you don't be around somebody, don't do it. I mean, it makes you uncomfortable.
That show was called Filthy Rich. That's
Filthy
what it
Rich.
Was.
Yeah. Okay. So the court is giving Johnny Depp access to Amber Heard's phone text messages where he's saying she faked that injury. And by the way, remember when she got that $7 million and said she was going to donate it to the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles? She never made the donation. She never made the donation. Why aren't people calling her out on that? And his friend called me trying to get Roy to represent him against Amber Heard back when this whole thing happened, and she told me his whole side of the story, and I believe her. Roy didn't want to do it because it was in two continents, and it just wasn't something he wanted to do. But I got all the story on it, and I believe him. I believe him. I believe that he didn't beat her up. I believe she was the aggressor. I believe that she's the one that stuck the dogs in. I believe that she kept the $7 million and didn't donate it. And I believe she's a wackadoodle. And it's unfortunate because this guy went from a trailer park to practically an Oscar, and she really destroyed his career. I can't stand women that do that to men. I'm sorry. If I'm wrong about it, I'll apologize later, but I don't think so. I think it's going to all come out later that I think those text messages are going to prove that she was the aggressor. And I really do believe she was the aggressor. So apparently, Lisa Vanderpump is taking a big bunch of feedback.
She's taking a lot of slack
right
now.
Yeah, because she went to the city in West Hollywood to the commission on Zoom and asked them, tried to convince them not to increase minimum wage in West Hollywood.
$15.
To $15. And people are like, if you're as rich as you say you are, bitch, you should be happy for us to make $15. So she's taken a lot of stuff about that. And then she came back, started walking it back. Well, I think people that get tips shouldn't be equated equally to the people that don't get tips. She's trying to walk it back. But I've been advocating for $15 an hour. There's no one that works for us at home here or in LA or in the office that has made less than $15 an hour, even probably, you know, 10 years ago. Maybe a guy shipping out boxes for 2 days as a temporary thing or something, but I just can't. How do people live on that? That's $600 a week.
You know,
$2,400.
I waited tables.
$2,000.
It was my first job on my own away from my family and everything like that when I went to college, and I waited tables at Chi Chi's Mexican restaurant, and you know, we made $2.85 an hour plus our tips. That's how much we got every week.
Yeah, but the rent
and
then
that
was
like an
87.
Well,
okay?
That was an 87, but what I'm saying is that it still wasn't enough to really live on, because there's a lot of times, no matter how good you are at waiting tables, there are still people that will not pay it. They just don't do it. They think it's built into the cost or it's your job.
No.
It's what you should be doing.
No.
But they don't know that you make $2 on the other side. And it's not right.
It doesn't matter how much they make on the other side.
I always overtip my restaurants.
Me too.
Because I know what it's like.
First of all, I never go out anymore. But I tip. If I pick up food to go, I tell them put either 25 or 30%. Always.
Jason, that's why they remembered me at Joe's.
Always remember me. And you know what? The other day, I had that coupon that was expiring for $350 at Neiman's that I had to use. So I had I turned Ingrid and Elena down about 20 times over the last 2 years, using one excuse after the over, from COVID to the next, because I don't like to go anywhere, and especially don't want to go to Neiman's where you have to dress decent. So I finally went. The coupon was $3.50. I ordered Freda food to go, and Ingrid took a salad to go. I left the rest of the $3.50 as a tip to the waitress. Mm-hmm. Ingrid almost fell on the floor. She said, she almost started crying. She said, oh, that woman probably has three kids at home, and $150 is going to mean so much to her. And I'm like, well, I'd rather her have it than what am I going to give it to somebody else or buy more food or come back tomorrow? No, let her have the money. Yeah. Because that's probably the biggest tip she got.
And you know what? You never know when that's going to make a difference in someone's life and set them on a different trajectory, you know? Or maybe, you know, they're at a turning point in their life because they can't pay a bill, and that's going to help them.
$150. You know what? Well, a coupon that I was just that I'm happy to give it to her. I would have given her $2.50 if there was $2.50 left, you know. But I can't stand.
I'm the same way.
People.
I cannot stand cheap people off for waiters and bartenders and things like that.
No. I hate that. So Will Smith, James sent me this article on his HBO movie King Richard.
What's his new theatrical release? Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting $40 million, and apparently the other actors and staff weren't happy with what they were making, and he's writing a check out of his personal money.
Yeah, so it was one of the movies that's going straight to streaming as well as in the theater at the same time, so they're not going to earn as much on their contracts because of the you know, the way those were set up at that time. So I think it was a beautiful thing for him to do.
Of course. I mean, you're making $40 million on a film. You can afford to do that, and why shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Some of these actors and actresses are starving. They live... They're struggling in between gigs. And with COVID, there's no gigs. I was talking to Tom Arnold during COVID, and he's like, there is nothing here to do. Fortunately, he had written something, had done some writing that someone owed him for. And if he hadn't have had that, he goes, I would have had to live off my retirement, my kids' money in their retirement and my Social Security. Or, I mean, what do you call it? The retirement.
The IRA.
His IRA account, you know, because there was no ad. So I think it's great that he did that. But anyway, so Lady Gaga. So the woman that she's playing in the movie is not happy. She cannot believe that Lady Gaga did not come to jail and visit her and meet her. Patrizia Ragani is her name. She can't believe that she didn't have the courtesy or the good sense to visit her in prison. I'm surprised she didn't do it, to tell you the truth.
No,
but
she's really been speaking out about it, too. Like, she is not happy. And, I mean, I think Gaga's going to win another Oscar, of course, for it.
I hope she does. Was it a movie or on TV?
It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. Yeah. Is it going to be in the theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, God, how are we going to see it?
It comes out December 10th.
I don't know how we're going to see it. I'm still nervous to go to the movies.
I'm not going to the movies either. I watched James Bond last night. It came out yesterday.
Yeah, I'll wait and watch it on the TV.
Yeah, streaming. It came
out.
That's
what I did with
the Aretha
one,
out last night. And the Tammy Faye one's out on streaming now, too. You can get it.
Watch that. What's it
on? It's on Amazon.
Oh, I don't even know how to get Amazon. Yeah. I got to learn how to get Amazon now. So this LA freeway in Oakland, California, got parents driving down the street, down the highway with a 15-month-old toddler in the back seat. Stray bullet killed it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, today, Kyle Rittenhouse is testifying that his life was in danger. He had an assault weapon on him. Mm-hmm. How are you that in danger? You just take this all weapon and shoot into the sky, and people are going to run from you.
Yep.
His life was, I don't believe the self-defense story. I'm sorry. I'm sure he first of all, he shouldn't have been there, which doesn't have anything to do with the self-defense. But a 17-year-old getting an assault weapon, driving across to another town, the person that bought him the weapon, bought him the bullets, and drove him there should also be under indictment.
Absolutely.
And what is he doing over there, like the big, I'm here to protect. And then the judge wouldn't let the prosecutor get in, that he had made statements that he was there to protect the buildings and the city and the community, because you can't call that self-defense. You can't kill someone protecting a building, okay? You can only kill them in self-defense. So that's his defense, self-defense. I have a feeling he may get off. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say that he is a white supremacist. I'm not going to say that he is a gun-toting Second Amendment nut job, but he sure is acting like one.
And when his phone rang, it was playing the Trump theme.
Yep. Tell him what happened.
The phone rang during court today, and it is the song that they play when Donald Trump comes on the stage at his rallies. And so
it, doesn't that tell
right
you
in the middle
you need to
of
know?
The court
I
presentation.
Tell Roy. I can't wait to tell Roy. I forgot to TiVo it. I watched the first hour, and then I left to come here, and it was their lunch break. I wanted to hear it in the car, but I wanted to see. And then he started crying on the stand. Went, oh, this woman's coming after me over here, and this one over here. Well, I haven't seen him shedding any tears for the two people that died, and the guy he's in paralyzed in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. I didn't see him crying over any of that. Apparently, his mother's sitting on the court bench over there sobbing while he's testifying. Well, why'd she let him have the gun to begin with? He was 17 years old. And by the way, he had a car but no driver's license. Why were the parents... Now, he wasn't driving his car that night because he didn't have a license. But why did he have a car when he didn't even have a license? And why doesn't he have a license? He's 17 years old. I'm sorry. And he was smug. I thought he was smug on this stand. I am 99.9% I am for the underdog and the defendant. For me not to be for the underdog and the defendant. I mean, I don't think he should spend the rest of his life in jail, but he should have some consequences because you know what? If he gets off, every 17-year-old in the country, well, I can get an assault weapon. I can drive my car without a license. I can go and, yeah, it's just like, well, this is just like how Trump has dumbed down our politics where now Gozar thinks it's okay to post something with him killing AOC in a video and then going after Biden in a video. And the Republicans have said nothing. Kathy Griffin, who's a comedian, holding up a head of Trump as an artistic joke, gets the FBI on her case for a year, spends $2 million plus on legal fees, gets on the no-fly zone or gets shaken down at every airport in the middle of her tour. You have to see that the film she made.
Oh, no, it's great.
A Hell of a Story. It is so good. It's called A Hell of a Story. It's not streaming everywhere.
Yeah, it's on Prime, too.
But it's so good. And she gets all of this, and this guy is in the House of Representatives. And he knows that these nut jobs, these gun-toting nut jobs are following him, and he puts out a video. This isn't my staff created. Look at the video they made. No, they're not creative. They're filled with hate, gutter skank hate, and you have no right going in the building of the United States Capitol, much less being in the House of Representatives. You're disgusting, trashy people. They have just lowered the standard and the bar so low.
I saw before we came on the air too that you know that shaman that was part of the January 6th.
The
QAnon shaman or whatever. So they're going for at least four years for him is what they're trying
to
do. Yeah, they're trying to prosecute
himself in there. And you know what? All of them should have a minimum mandatory sentence. You don't
and
get
about half of the politicians that were in there too that had something to do with it.
They haven't gotten to those yet.
That's
going to
really
subpoenas.
Blow apart. And they ruled against the
Trump
thing for Trump holding him, yeah.
Yeah, but now Friday they'll start releasing that unless a court stays it, which every legal authority seems to think the court's not going to stay it. Then he will appeal it, but in the meantime, the damage is going to be done. Oh, God. Okay, so an 8-year-old little girl cuts her mouth on a blade that was hidden inside Halloween candy. This is why when we used to go on Fisher Island, I knew every house that we went to.
When I was a little kid, it was the same way.
That we went to.
And they used to check our candy, too.
Yeah, well, and then we did check the candy, too. But I would never go out to houses where I don't know the people. Yeah. Never. So can you imagine? So somebody put a blade, and she...
I saw that in a movie this week where someone put a razor blade in it, and then someone bit into it. And I was like, oh, my God, what an awful thing for someone to do. I mean...
Well, here's another one. Trump, as nasty as he can get, you think he can't get nastier? He says, you know, that maybe Alex knew that gun was in there, that bullet was that gun. You know, maybe he's going to float that and hope that people start thinking Alex did that on purpose and sully his reputation, try to destroy him, and bring out the hate crowd to hurt him and his family by floating that out. When you have a platform as big as his, you don't make stories up like that. Well, I was just thinking, you know, maybe, you know, there was a bullet in there and he knew it. I mean, you know, and he decided to pull the trigger. Or, you know, maybe some nut job loaded it in there to set him up, you know. I mean, just why are you throwing all this stuff out there? He is such a nasty, deplorable. I just can't with him. And then I don't know. I just can't believe it. I don't know. I personally think no matter what happened on that set, at the end of the day, the armor is responsible for that gun. And whoever picked it up and handed it to Alex should have checked it. And truthfully, Alex should have checked it, too.
I would have definitely checked it myself.
First of all, I wouldn't be on a set with a live gun. I would just say, sorry, I'm not going to do it. It's like I'm not going to go on a set without a mask.
And it's already started changing things in Hollywood. The Rock says he will not be doing, and his production company, they will be using plastic. He says, we'll fix it in post-production. It's not worth it.
I know. The hate rhetoric is just too much. A Pennsylvania election worker who was falsely accused of rigging the state's election for Joe Biden is suing the former Trump people and his surrogates because the lies against him caused him 2 heart attacks and numerous death threats. So he can't even go home. He's got death threats, and he's had 2 heart attacks over the thugs that believe Trump's lie. So he's suing them, and I'm glad because then let it all come out. Call every single damn one of them up on the stand. And if Merrick Garland doesn't put Bannon in jail, then he needs to retire and go spend more time with his family. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So there's that.
There's a whole bunch of them running around that they should just go and round them all up. I mean,
Get rid of them all. Meanwhile, let's see. The gerrymandering and the redistricting. So the Republicans are stacking the decks. They can't win. The Republicans on the redistricting got 86% of the seats in Ohio when Trump only got 53% of the vote. So they're cheating there. In North Carolina, where Trump got 49%, they've managed to get between 71 and 78% of the seats. They're getting 75% of the seats in Wisconsin when Trump only got 49% of the vote. They're getting 65 seats in Texas where Trump got 52% of the votes. So what they've done is they've redistricted and shoehorned all these people in so that they're going to pick up all these seats. Mm-hmm. And if the Democrats in the White House and the sane Republicans and the moderate Republicans don't pass a voting rights bill soon, they're going to take over power. And that's going to be the end of it. That's going to be it. They're never going to let it go. They'll get a Trump, and then they'll get another Trump lied, and then they'll
become a dictatorship.
A younger, thinner version of Trump, and it's over. There will not be 2 parties. There's not 2 parties now.
No, I agree.
There is 1 party that wants to govern, whether you agree with them or not. They want to govern, and they believe in democracy. There's another group of thugs that shouldn't be anywhere near a society. And then there are the Republicans in leadership that just want power so much they will do anything to keep it, including telling everyone Trump really won, so we need to change the rules here. So they change the rules to fit. I just don't know. Then Amy Comey Barrett, she says, well, she doesn't have any views on climate change. Excuse me? Do you have any views on gravity? I mean, what's wrong with people? And then I just can't. And the Iraq prime minister survived an assassination attack. Armand Aubrey, another case. Those 3 white men in that truck chased that little black boy down. He was on tennis shoes, a t-shirt, and jogging shorts. There is no way he had a weapon on him. And they literally chased him down and murdered him in cold blood.
Yep.
And if they don't get a conviction, it's going to be another George Floyd stories. I mean, I'm sorry. That to me, I mean, those guys should take a plea because they're guilty. But, I mean, you never know with these juries anymore. I just can't. Then 11 insurrectionists, 11 people that were at the insurrection at the White House were voted into office, city council, state senate, school council. So you go to the insurrection, you break into the Capitol, and you get to be
on
the school
council.
That's a good lesson for our kids. Let's show them right from wrong. Let's show them. I can't. Well, I could go on. I've got 20 more pages, but, you know, I think it's time to close. We're not going to be here next week.
Yeah, we're going to be taking a little break for the Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll be back in December with the next episode. We'll probably get 1 episode in between now and the next Christmas holiday.
1 or 2.
1 or 2, maybe.
Meanwhile, though, go get your 30% off because I mean, if this product doesn't come in, we're going to be out. Oh, there was one thing I had somebody print. They just brought it on here. What? Oh. Dori Kemsley begged for her life begged for her life when the intruders broke into her home. They were surprised to see me at home, she told Teddy during a Tuesday interview. When they did, they pushed me to the ground. Who else is in the home, they said. She said they were arguing about murdering her. There was someone that said, just kill her already, just kill her. And all I could think of was to save those babies, so her children. And so I begged them, and I begged them for my life, she said. She said that I told them, take all my possessions. I don't care about the possessions. Take everything. You can have it all. Please, I'm a mother of babies. Please, they need me. Please don't hurt me. And she considers herself to be lucky to be physically unharmed and to know that her children stepped through it. And they actually only took $100,000 for the stuff, which she got lucky, and now she's having anxiety attacks and can't sleep and nightmares. I mean, that is heartbreaking.
It is.
That's enough to have you lock up everything of any value.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, guys. On a happy note, we'll see you next week.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. All right, little boy. If you
planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.